So, we're going to make some light now,
the second half.
I am going to tell a little story, and then we're going to have Josie speak. Okay. This is called God's Baseball Game. I believe you see God in everywhere. God may not speak to us directly as we see him, but through people, through places and things. So these two stories I found this week came through me, and they just speak of how God is seen in everybody's eyes. Freddie and God stood to observe a baseball game. The Lord's team was playing Satan's team. The Lord's team was up at bat. The score was tied 0-0, and it was the bottom of the ninth inning with two outs. They continued to watch as a batter named Love stepped up to the plate. Love swung at the first pitch and hit a single, because love never fails. The next batter was named Faith, who also got a single because faith works with love. The next batter was named Godly Wisdom. Satan wound up and threw the first pitch. God's Godly Wisdom looked over it and let it pass. Ball one. Three more pitches and Godly Wisdom walked because he never swings at anything that Satan throws. The bases were now loaded. The Lord turned to Freddie and told him that he was now going to bring his star player up. Up next to the plate stepped Grace. Freddie said, "He sure doesn't look like much." Satan's whole team relaxed when they saw Grace, thinking that they had won the game. Satan wound up and fired the first pitch. To the shock of everyone, Grace hit the ball harder than anyone has ever seen. But Satan was not worried. His center fielder would not let that one get by. He went for the ball, but it went right through his glove and hit him on the head and sent him crashing to the ground. The roaring crowds went wild as the ball continued over the fence for a home run. The Lord's team had won. The Lord asked Freddie if he knew why love, faith, and God's godly wisdom could not get on base. The Lord asked Freddie if he knew why love, faith, and godly wisdom could get on base but couldn't win the game. And Freddie answered that he didn't know, so the Lord explained. If you have love, faith, and wisdom and had won the game, you would think that you did it by yourself. Love, faith, and wisdom will get you on the base, but only my grace can get you home. For by grace you are saved. It is a gift of God, not works, lest man should not boast. And then God's ambassadors. A little boy wanted to meet God. He knew it was going to be a long trip to where God lived. So he packed up his suitcase and Twinkies and a six-pack of root beer, and he started his journey. When he gone about four blocks, he met an elderly man. The man was sitting in the park, just feeding some pigeons. The boy noticed that the man looked hungry, so he offered him a Twinkie. The man gratefully accepted it and smiled at the boy. His smile was so pleasant that the boy wanted to see it again, so he offered him the root beer. Again, the man smiled at him, and the boy was delighted. They sat there all afternoon, eating and smiling, but never said a word. As it grew dark, the boy realized how tired he was, and he had to get up and leave. But before he had gone more than a few steps, he turned around, ran back to the man, and gave him a big hug. The man gave him the biggest smile ever. When the boy opened the door to his own house, a short time later, his mother was surprised by the look of joy on his face. She asked him, "What did you do today to make you so happy?" And he replied, "I had lunch with God." But before his mother responded and added, he said, "You know what? God's got the most beautiful smile I've ever seen." Meanwhile, the elderly man, also radiant with joy, returned to his house. His son was stunned by the look of peace on his face, and he asked, "Dad, what did you do today to make you so happy?" And he replied, "I ate Twinkies in the park with God." However, before his son could respond, he added, "And you know, he's much younger than I expected." So we never know who's going to send God's messages to us or how they're going to send God's messages to us. But he's always out there working. So now I will let Josie speak. Welcome, Josie.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. I hope it's okay if I sit down. I'd introduce myself before. I'm Josie, and I'm a food addict.
Hi, Josie.
Thank you. And I will qualify and listen to everyone's, I listen to everyone's share. And, you know, on the ride here from Bellevue, I thought to myself, what could I possibly say? And I prayed. And God said, just tell your story. May of 2010, I walked into my first meeting at Bellevue, and it was the Big Book meeting. Prior to that, I had been delivered from other addictions, which I thought led me to the food. And I found out that the food was what caused the other issues. And with that said, I sat at the meetings and I thought to myself, I'm sure you've heard this before, I thought to myself, okay, just give me the plan, whatever it is, and you know, I'll lose the weight and that'll be that. And so I walked in and a woman said to me, you came for your vanity, but you're gonna gain your sanity. And I didn't understand what she said and what she meant. And that was in May of 2010. And I had been going to the meetings, went to my first retreat last year, and was still not abstinent. Didn't understand it, wasn't ready to surrender. Had my spiritual experience, I realized later, was when I was looking on the internet. For the last time, I said, Lord, I've tried everything. Now, I came into the program, by the way, with religion, but I didn't have a relationship with God. So I grew up knowing this God-fearing person and, you know, just do the right thing and you'll be okay and that's it. And there's no one you can, you pray to him and just pray for everyone else and not yourself. So I didn't know that I could ask God to help me with my addiction that now I find out that's food. And so I looked on the internet for yet one more miracle to help me lose the weight. I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. I've never heard about OA before. And I can't even tell you what article it was, but I read the article, and in the article was a link to OA. And so I clicked on the link and looked up for the nearest meeting, which was in Bellevue Hospital, Clara, Mass. And that was the Big Book, and started to attend the meetings. And at the end of every meeting, they would say to me, or actually in the group as we were in a circle, keep coming back, it works if you work it, so work it. You're worth it. And I would say it, and I would, everybody's eyes would close, and I would just stare at everybody and say, okay, what does that mean exactly? I'm sitting there, and I'm thinking, what have I gotten myself into now? And so I kept going back to the meetings. Every week I would keep going back. Didn't want a sponsor, didn't want any part of anything. Just let me hear you guys out and whatever. I just want what you have. And at that meeting, there was no one there, maybe one person, overweight. So I said to myself, okay, everyone is slim, this just doesn't make sense. I said, whatever they're doing is working, so I'm gonna keep coming. And later on I find out it's not just about, you know, the food, it was also the mental obsession. And so this woman met me at the parking lot, and she said, I see you keep coming back to the meetings and you sit in the back. And she says, here's my phone number, feel free to call me. I'm like, okay, yeah. And she got my number from the list that I put on. And so she started to call me. And I'm thinking, oh, goodness gracious, now this woman's going to start harassing me. So I said, oh, this is not cool. I said, but I'm going to keep going back to the meeting, just sit in the back, and I'll just leave 5 minutes before the meeting. That way she doesn't have to talk to me. And so that was the plan, and that's what I did. Until one day, she had to leave early, too. So we both were walking out the meeting together, and she is now my sponsor. And it's been over a year now. February 1st, I gave up sugar, the flour, found out what my addiction was. She took me through the steps, which has been a beautiful thing. And now I understand what it is to have gone in for my vanity, and I gained my sanity. Because I went in thinking the food was the issue, but it was much more than that. It was much more than that. I didn't have a relationship with God. And with that said, I came to believe that someone definitely bigger than me, I choose to call him God, is in control. If I allow him every day, I have to wake up and say, God, let your will be done. Again, nothing fancy. I don't spend a lot of time. I'm very active in my church. But that's all I had was religion. And now I have relationship. And I do hear the voice. And how I know, I couldn't understand that at first. I would hear people say, you know, you hear that still so small voice. And I'm just looking out for that audible. Audible, because I'm a tangible person, just that audible voice. Okay, say something to me. And I would sit there and say, if you're real, say something. And just close my eyes and think, all right, well, you don't want to talk today, that's fine. And so I learned that how I knew that God is in my presence, I have him near me, is the peace. So whenever I feel chaotic and I just stop for a minute and say, Lord, you know, what is this emotion that I'm going through? And of course the steps, the tools, this program has been a miracle, has been a miracle. And it took the surrendering first. And the second is like the most powerful. If I had to pick any one of them, would be that. Because again, I say I came with religion and not relationship. And so I gained my sanity in knowing that there is an inner peace and I don't have to have, you know, seven angels and coming on this horse and the chariot and all of this to know that he is in and still will always be a part. And like Carol said, you know, it's through everyone in the meetings. God is in each and every one of us, whether you believe it or not. And so I try to listen out and hear people's hearts and share mine, because my test is my testimony. And so, you know, with that said, I've gained my sanity, and it's one day at a time. I'll tell my sponsor, you know, I don't know. Sometimes I hear people's story and I'm afraid, and I hear, you know, 10 years and I relapse, and I'm thinking, oh, you know, is that going to be me in 10 years? So I share that with my sponsor. I said, I'm afraid that, you know, 10 years from now, I'm going to be sitting there saying, well, you know, I picked up again. And she says, for today, just stick with for today, just today. Stop worrying about tomorrow. It's not promised. Stick with today. And so that's what I do day in and day out. So I've come to believe that there is a power greater than myself. And he or she is living and is living alive in me every single day if I surrender every single day and remind myself that I am an addict, that I have this weakness, this mental obsession. You know, I can just tell myself, I mean, it's been 9 months and I find myself every now and again saying, well, yeah, one won't hurt, and I'm thinking, yes, it will. Oh, yes, it will. And so I have to have my little me talks, and I do it at work. You know, work is a dangerous place for me. Everywhere I turn around, someone is doing something else. And again, I didn't see the weight coming off at first, and I was like, okay, this is just not working, I'm not doing something right. I tried 3 different food plans before I just came to say, you know what, Lord, here it is. What is it that you want me to do? And I finally figured out what my trigger food is, stay away from it, and just one day at a time continue to do it. But I had to come to believe that there is a power greater than me, because I was doing it Josie's way. And Josie's way just wasn't working anymore. I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. And here I am just saying, Lord, thank you. Thank you that every day you give me the opportunity to put one foot in front of the other and just try again. And so with that said, I really do believe there's a power greater than me, and it's definitely not Josie. And so that's my story for now. Thank you. Thank you.